Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. The Right Honourable Prime Minister of Hungary, Your Excellencies, distinguished scientists and participants, ladies and gentlemen, I feel greatly privileged to stand before this forum one more time to address you on this very important subject of the changing landscape in science, and also to underline the need for parliaments across the world to be proactive. No doubt, I feel very happy to stand in such a glamorous hall another time, and to thank the organizers of this forum for inviting me. Ladies and gentlemen, the world is changing at a rapid pace driven by science and technology. If you doubt that, then you live in the wrong world. You don't belong here. Currently, the disparity between the developed and developing world is a result of the level and extent of application of science and technology capacities and innovations. Developing countries can only attain real and sustainable growth by paying attention to activities that will encourage the growth of science and technology. There is evidence that there are changing trends in science, and without doubt, there is a recognizable shift of the science landscape with the emergence of new science and technology players. Multinational corporations, organizations are gaining greater say in science research and development than, say, government institutions. With economies of Brazil, Russia, India, Indonesia, and China and Singapore getting stronger by the day, dominance of the US is no longer assured. There are important advances that require multi-pronged approaches. Government, industry, business, private business, and enterprises, citizens, civil society, and academia all working together. There is also increasing amount of information readily and openly available. Some challenges, though, exist with knowledge management and information access. There is improved quality and quantity of science and technology from new players that I have mentioned before, and increased public-private partnership, an increase in strategic research, even within public-funded research. Now, what is influencing shift in science, in the science landscape? In my view, several factors, economic and social drivers, influence the trend in the science landscape, and this includes education systems, which influence the trend in the development and adaptation of science, availability of funding and priority setting of organizations, industry, and government, and the information age that has influenced the rapid sharing of information across barriers. As members of Parliament, delegates present, we are people's representatives. We legislate, we oversee, and therefore our role in responding to the changing landscape of science cannot be overemphasized. It is our duty, in my view, to encourage the adoption of policy frameworks that take advantage of opportunities and minimize challenges For example, using available opportunities for collaboration, helping businesses to adjust to new opportunities and markets. It's also, in my view, our duty to encourage policies that strengthen national research and innovation strategies. In some countries, this is quite weak. To ensure ministerial or departmental reorganization that strengthens links between science and higher education, or between industry and research. Maintain focus on key research areas and enable technology, e.g. new materials, advanced manufacturing, and areas of competitive advantage. Policy support at different stages of innovation and science value change is important so as to enhance ability of firms and individuals to take advantage of public and private investors' investments in emerging technologies. Permit me now to say a few things about globalization of science. Science is increasingly becoming global, and among the key players are multinational organizations. There is increasing international collaboration and partnering in science-related fields through knowledge sharing and transfer. Legislatures need to respond to globalization of science, and it's imperative that legislation should make relevant the global nature of science by national laws responding to the changing international dimension of science and its implications. Legislators too need to encourage partnership of scientists to both plan and implement policies on ground and communicate the value of science to the public and to government. And here, the National Academies of Sciences will play an important role. Some governments have developed strategies to internationalize their public research sector and build capacity for multilateral collaboration in science. And the Nordic countries are very good at this. Legislators too need to recognize that global science has enormous benefits to the different players. And I would like to mention capacity building of local scientists and institutions, exposure of science to other cultures, long-standing research collaborations, enabling chances to address local challenges, e.g. disease, floods, you can name it. Now, we too need to recognize the interaction between national and international science and relevant policies. Hence, legislators have to make national legislations work in spite of these interactions. The role of legislators in making national legislation relevant to global science involves ensuring there is adequate coordination of science across government and how to make the most of the opportunities and challenges of global science. You need to ensure that science has a wider role in decision making and policy formulation in government departments and legislature. All these go with challenges and come with opportunities. Challenges, in my view, are caused by the increasing pace, scale, and complexity of science and technology, and the ability of legislators who are not scientists to understand this complexity. The high cost of communication services. The minister from Zimbabwe has just said there are difficulties, especially in the developing world, with communication. The cost still remains prohibitive. Processes are unsatisfactory, i.e. research and development funding Technology integration adaptation is poor, inadequate information sharing, policy decision support frameworks are poor, uncertainty in the nature and complexity of emerging science development. Economic hardships have influenced budgetary commitments towards science funding, and the developing world relies so much on the developed world, and if Europe sneezes, Africa catches a cold. In all this gloom, I believe there are opportunities that can be exploited. And these include improving international collaboration and partnering opportunities to address global challenges through knowledge sharing and transfer. Multinational organizations who can partner with government in developing the changing trends, and global shift by countries to knowledge-based society and communities. In conclusion, it is clear from what I have said above that parliaments have a responsibility having to deal with the rapidly changing science landscape. As of necessity, there is a need to increase interaction with scientists with a view of developing policy that would respond to the changing science landscape and take into account the globalization of science. The science community, and I'm addressing many of you who are here, needs to increasingly collaborate in areas of research while considering participation of other key players like multinational corporations. Ladies and gentlemen, distinguished delegates, I thank you very much for your kind attention.